You know, over the past year, it's been a little bit over a year since the incident happened where I passed away. And how did you like to talk about your own death? That's pretty cool, huh? You get to. Most people don't come back and talk about their own death. You know, a lot of you, when you go, you go. I always tell people, they say, well, you're pretty blessed to go to heaven and come back. I say, well, thank God you just said I went and I came back. You know what I mean? If I had my vote, which I didn't, I would have probably stayed. I would have stayed. But the thing about over the past year, me and my wife have been going around and we've been speaking at a lot of churches. And I went around and kind of gathered what we've done over the last year. You know, you never count it up until afterwards, and then you think, how could you do all that? It's by the grace of God. We've been ministering in over 50 churches in the last year. Different denominations. We went to United Methodist churches, Episcopalian churches, Presbyterian churches, Baptist churches, Foursquare churches, Church of God, Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, United Pentecostal, Missionary, Home churches. We've been there. We have so many people that want to hear of our Lord Jesus Christ, that denominations break down. Last night, really Friday and Saturday night, we spent time in a home with a bunch of Catholics. With a bunch of Catholics, loving the Lord, telling them. We've gone to private homes and visited with families, friends, man groups, youth groups, Bible Training Institute. Came here and talked to the choir. You know, we've been all over to share the story or the testimony of what happened. Now, I didn't know that was going to happen when that happened at the time. All I did is make myself available to my Lord Jesus Christ. See, when you become available, he says, well, I can use you. Think about that. Okay? And that is taking some sacrifices. That means giving up some of the things that you may want to do. I tell you right now, if you're doing anything that you just want to do, it's not bringing life to you. But if you're doing the things that God wants you to do, it brings life. He gives life. Praise God. Through all of this, we've met some wonderful people. I can't tell you this group is saved or that group is just saved or that group is just saved. God, it loves so many people. It doesn't matter what we kind of try to put ourselves in the building. But if we have the heart for Jesus Christ, he's there. See, it's a heart thing. See, I just say that to you because Pastor John was teaching this morning about how we have to get it out of here and get it into here. You know, just to let you know, I was telling Pat, we need more chairs in the Sunday school that Pastor John teaches because they're getting filled up. Ain't that right? Praise God. That's a testimony to the Lord. I know that Pastor John wouldn't want to say it to him, but to the Lord. You know, people are coming to hear the word of God in detail. We've been asked to minister in a number of countries. We haven't gone yet. South America, Central America, Trinidad. That's, you know, Sean. He asks everybody. But Europe, Norway, Asia, Singapore, Malaysia. We've been asked to go all over the place. You know, so we're looking at how to do that after my daughter gets married in March. My wife does not want to move anywhere until after that wedding. Any of you have ever had your daughter get married, you know that that becomes a priority of the mom. So, and since I'm married to the mom, that becomes my priority too. So after that time, we'll be start looking at how we can go to other places. Again, we give away the CDs, and we've given out over 3,000 CDs free ourselves. But on that CD, we put on there that you can reproduce it and give it to anyone that you want to. And we know that a number of people reproduced it and gave it to a lot of people. And it's gone everywhere because we get emails from all over the world now, Africa, everywhere. We just get emails from all over the place. This is all because we made ourselves available. A year. Do you guys hear what God has done in a year through what he has given us? And I say that to you because we thought we were going to get up and leave you and go to Colorado. We hadn't made plans to go to Colorado. Maybe I had made plans to go to Colorado. Let's put it that way. In the last few weeks, you know, meeting with Pastor Jan and Pastor John, and you guys know I meet with them on Tuesday on a regular basis. We don't miss too many Tuesdays unless I'm out of town or something like that, but they're always there. And we talked about it, and we come to the conclusion that we ain't leaving yet, okay? And he wanted to make sure I make sure you know that we ain't leaving yet. And so we'll be here for a while. Praise God. Someday I think we'll be in Colorado, but I'm just making myself available. You know? The things that also are keeping us here is that I've been sitting down with Sethi, and I don't know if she's in the service this morning, but me and Sethi has been going through some of the pictures that I saw, some of the things, and she's trying to pray for her because she's really trying to paint some of the things I saw when I was there in heaven. And I'm not a painter, you know what I mean? She is. So she's been working with me for about almost 2 months, almost 3 months. Hasn't got a painting out yet, but she's working with me really hard to try to get that down. So that's a project that I'm involved in right now. Sion and me would love, or Sean, some of you call him here. We're working on trying to get people to put their testimonies on CD because we believe the same thing that God did here with this CD, he can do with your testimony too. See, it's not your testimony. It's the testimony of what God did for you. You guys, you think I'm conservative. I'm really not, really. But there's a lot of control that has to be put into this body sometimes. We also are looking at, I'm working with John Graves on trying to get him to write a book about the strategies of God. When I was there, Jesus was strategizing. John's a chess player. And so me and him, we're going to sit down together and start saying, okay, how can we take this chess thing that he does? He's a master chess player. Any of you want to learn how to play chess, find him. He'll teach you how to do it. And he's really good at it, and we're sitting down doing that. I got a project over here with Susan and Mona, which is going to be impacting the hearing impaired. We're looking at putting a video together so that we can get it out to the hearing impaired, our story. Tammy's son is going to be videotaping it. You know, I worked with youth for a long time, so I always try to bring them in. So, and then, you know, I do the Tuesdays with Pastor John and Pastor Jan, which keep me being able to take my experience and live in this world. And it's, I won't say it's difficult. I just would say that I have to work at it. I don't think the same I used to, the way I used to think, and I need them to help me. They take some of that sometimes and say, well, we need to keep your feet on the ground. Because I like to leave a lot of times the ground, okay? And so they help me do that a lot. I'm sharing that with you so that you'll know why right now we're kind of like planted into this home, you know? Some say a house. This is really a home. And that we'll be here for a while until the Lord says it's time for us to move. And then we'll move then. But right now, this is what he has for us. My wife is going to sing this morning. She's going to speak tonight. And she's going to speak really about what it takes to raise a person from the dead. So if you want to come and hear about that, come back tonight. If you guys that don't know, I died, hour and 45 minutes. My wife and several others interceded hard, as you can see. And the results are this man standing here in front of you right now. And I'm not telling you that. That's what the medical transcripts say. You know, one of my probably most difficult things, and I try to get people to understand, is, you know, how much Jesus and the Father really loves us. You know, and if I could turn myself inside out and give that to you, I would. I literally would. I want people to know so deeply within me how much your Father loves you. Yes. It changes your perspective on a whole bunch of things. Your understanding of the Word of God opens up even more when you realize how much God loves you. Amen. All that other stuff that you try to do sometimes doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because you haven't come to that understanding of how much your Father loves you. Mm-hmm. And He loves you. He loves you. When I go and speak, and I'm out there and I'm talking to people all the time about things, one of the things that people ask me is, how do you remember all that you said? I never tried to remember any of it, to be honest with you. I only remember one thing. I know that Jesus loves you. I know that the Father loves you. And that's all I remember. And as long as I remember that, then I can take that step, just like the young lady said today, and be used of Him. Because He loves you. There's a scripture that I want to read to you this morning. I love it. Like it. Kind of. I was going over it last night, yesterday, and it really means a lot to me. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. You know, you can go on the computer these days and you can grab the different versions of the different Bibles and see how the different Bibles say something. And I decided that I would find, I don't know, about 6 or 7 versions and just kind of see what they said about this one scripture. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, says this. And this is out of the Next Bible. Never heard of it. Look on the internet. It's NEXT Bible. I like it because it does, like Pastor Jan and Pastor John always do. They take the Greek piece of it, make sure that you understand how the Greek is saying it, you know. And I don't have to know all the Greek. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? So it kind of helps you out, you know. It says this in that next. And you can read your version, but I'm going to read a number of them. Probably got your version in here. It says, so then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come. Whew, I like that. Look, what is new has come. It ain't coming. It's not down the road. It has come. In the NIV, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone. The new has come. The New American Standard Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, new things have come. The New Living Translation says, what this means is that those who have become Christians have become new persons. They are not the same anymore. For the old life is gone and the new life has begun. The Message Bible says, now we look inside and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start. It's created new. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. Look at it. The Bible basic English says, so if any man is in Christ, he is in a new world. The old things have come to an end. They have truly become new. The New Revised Standard Version says, so if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. New King James Version says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you are born again, guess what? You are a new creature. You are created different than you used to be. Stop acting like the old person. You mean, I'm trying to stop, but I can't do it. What do I got to do? Stop. I have people come to me sometimes and ask me how to do things a lot better. Just stop doing the old stuff. That's what it takes. Stop. Well, I tried this, I tried that, I tried this, I tried that, and it seems to always come back. Stop trying. Do. The Seahawks are playing today. If Sean Alexander tries to make a touchdown, they'll never get anything. You hear what I just said? He runs toward the line and they're all up there. He says, well, I tried. If he keeps on trying, Sean will be out of a job. He busts through that line. He does it. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Not old ones. New. Well, you make it sound simple. Well, guess what? It's simple. It is really simple. I'm going to read on out of the New American Standard Version. And the Lord is so good to us because from there he goes on to let us know why we became new creatures. Some of you don't know why. And I'm getting ready to help you to understand why. It says this, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now that's powerful. That is powerful. In me now, when truth ever comes in my presence, it explodes in me because I am a new creature. I don't have to try to wonder if it's real. It just happens because of who I am. See, when I went there, I went to the feet of Jesus. And many of you got the CD and it's titled, You Did This For Me. Do you know why I said you did this for me? Because he did it. That's why. And I've never put those words in that type of format ever before. And this is what I was thinking. I'm here because of what you did on the cross. I'm here because of what you did on the cross. Not because of what I did, but because of what you did. You did this for me. And everything about me was praising him. Everything. My body wasn't there. My spirit and my soul was there. But every part of me, think about it, just feel yourself right now. And you know every part of you would be praising him. And you want to do it forever. You don't want to stop. You just want to thank him. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Try to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you over and over and over and over. Try to do it over and over and over and over and over. In this human body, your tongue gets tired. I got to add some water up here just to keep it going. But in your spirit, it doesn't get tired. And you don't want to stop. You want to keep on going. You just want to keep on going. You ain't worried about no one interrupting you. Doesn't matter what they say. It's not important. The only thing that's important is praising him. Now, let me say something to you. I saw what Jesus looked like. And he's beautiful. But one of the most saddest things has been, if I really describe what our Lord looks like there, most of us would think he's ugly. And you say, what are you talking about? He still bears the scars of what he did for us. He still bears them. They're there. You can see them. When they said, remember when Thomas said, get the holes in the hands and all that stuff? You guys read your Bible, don't you? Yep. He said that, didn't he? Yep. And he got the, you can put your hand in the side right there. Now he just described those two scars right there. But do you know what Jesus went through for us? He went through so much for us. Let me take you to a place. Come with me. Understand what I saw. See, when our Lord said, not my will, but thy will be done, all of hell was leashed on him. Every demon, every fallen angel came at him.
full speed. You think about it. When you're open to evil, doesn't it come at you at full speed? Does it hesitate? Does it think about it? It comes at you at full speed. You think about being the Son of God. And those demons knew it. That devil knew it. We think just Satan walked up to him and said, "Oh, I'm coming at you." Just like that. Every demon, every devil, every evil spirit came at him. He knew what the price was going to be. Read it in Luke. Read it in Matthew. Read it in John. Read it in Mark. He knew what the price was going to be. So when he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done, your will be done," you know what those demons said? Music to our ears. Music to our ears. He just opened himself up to us. See, they had no right to do anything to him because he hadn't sinned. He had not walked in their world. A lot of times people take the consequences of sin and they say that the Lord is punishing them. I got a revelation knowledge for you. Let me tell you something. There's a difference between correction and consequences. See, any parent in here tries to correct their kids way before they do something wrong. Am I correct? If Pat right now was trying to discipline his son in the sense that his son wanted to touch the stove, Pat already knows you touch the stove, it burns you. Am I correct? He knows that. So he tries way before then to correct him not to touch that stove. That's what you do, don't you? I hope you do. If not, CPS is coming, boy. I'm telling you. But that's what a parent does. Okay? Many times the Lord is working on you, trying to get you not to do something now.
Right.
I got to speak my mind. Holy Spirit says, don't speak your mind. Amen. The consequences are greater than you think they're going to be. Yeah. I'm talking to somebody in here today because you were wondering if you should tell that person off. Let them know what's going on. I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Don't do it. Father says, pray for them. Prayer opens up more than you'll ever know sometimes. A lot of people's enemies became their best friends because they prayed for them. So Patrick says, "I'm going to correct him. I'm going to teach him. I'm going to tell him touching that stove means you get burnt. That's what it means." But his son decides, "Dad ain't around. I don't know where mom is. I know you're a good mom, but I don't know where mom is. I'm going to touch that stove." He touches the stove. "Oh, God, why did you do this to me? You're trying to teach me something." You guys hear what I'm saying? He opened up the package. He got everything he was supposed to get in it. And it's God's fault. Do you guys hear what I'm saying here? We do that quite often. See, the package has been set there. The Lord says, if you do, this will happen.
Right.
And like most teenagers, it ain't going to happen to me. I was in the drug and alcohol field for many years, worked with a lot of drug addicts, chemical dependence people, alcoholics. Every one of them thought they would not get addicted to the drug.
Right.
And it still got them. Yeah. Still got them. You open the package, you get what you got. The good thing about it, you can say, "Lord, forgive me." And he helps you to get that stuff back in that package and get away from it.
Amen.
Ooh, our Lord is good, ain't he?
Amen.
So when Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will be done," he stepped over the line into the realm that every demon, devil, evil spirit can come at him freely. No holding them back. And you know what they did? They came. I bet if we were there, and I'm not saying I heard this when I was there, but this is what I'm thinking. You could hear the rushing of the wind of the evilness coming at him. I bet you could have heard it. Because he knew what was happening. He knew who he was opening himself up to. And they came at him. The passion maybe does 1/8 of what happened. You guys hear what I'm saying? If you read the Bible and you read about the demonic in there, the one that was in the graves and going around cutting himself, what could he do when the chains were on him? Break them off. Now you get a bunch of demons coming at you and you think what's going to happen to you. Anybody that's ever had that happen to them or in their body, they are so strong. And do you not think that some of those demons entered some of those people to punish Jesus? We know he ripped the beard off. They hit him. You know, it was no little hit. It was a hit that was supposed to go through his skull. And he took it. When they beat him, do you think it was just a regular beating that your strength can do? They went back with every evil thing that they could do. And those demons were right on that arm saying, let's get him. Whack bash. The Bible says that you couldn't recognize him. The one we see on the cross many times we can see. But the Bible says you can't recognize him for what he paid the price for. That's what it says. And he carried those scars with him when he rose from the dead. And when I was there at his feet and looking at him, he was beautiful to me. But I think if I was to try to get that picture out to people, they would say, that ain't Jesus. He doesn't look any good. See, we look from our eyes too much and not from our heart. The Bible is a heart book. You trying to get it from your eyes, you're in trouble. I'm telling you that right now. It's a heart book. God's talking to your heart. He's going to pass your flesh. He's going to bat all the things that you think that look good. And he's going straight to the heart. So what I saw is I saw what Jesus looks like. I saw what he looks like. So when I said, you did this for me, it wasn't Jesus like the Michelangelo painted or anybody else painted. It was the real Jesus and what he did. The price he paid so that I could be there. That's what I saw. That's what I experienced. You got to remember that Jesus said in Luke that he saw Satan cast out like lightning. See, when that happened there, it wasn't no big, long, drawn-out war like we want to make it sound like. We don't want to, we think that God didn't know what was happening. Satan decided he going to do something wrong, and God's kind of like, oh, what's going on here? Seriously, we kind of get that kind of thinking. We think God was surprised. The Bible says God knows everything. That's what it says. We think he was surprised. But when Lucifer, which we call Satan, the deceiver, the devil, the bearer of light, Lucifer, that's what it means. Bearer of light, the bearer of the truth. That's what it means. When he said, I will be like the Most High. You think that was a surprise to God? You think, oh, no, why, this is, I made a mistake here. You guys hear what I'm saying? At the moment of the thought, God knew. God knew. There, you communicate by just thought. You don't talk. You can if you want to, but you feel like it's a waste of time. Even right now, if you think about talking and describing, I have to describe this bench to you. But if me and Pat are looking at this bench together, we both got the picture, don't we? Yeah. So if we communicate that way, we got the picture. We didn't waste any words.
There's no way, no words wasted. Do you hear what I just said? So communication is just me looking at you, Art, and bam, we got it. How much time did we just save? Think about it. Freed up a whole bunch of stuff, didn't it? We got it. The closest you can come to it is a couple that loves each other so much and they're married and they've been together. They just have a connection out of this world. They can communicate without even saying a word. You know, your kids can get that too, but they lose it after they get older. You know, when they're younger, they get it. Oh, mom, dad don't want me. Oh, I know it. An older, what you talking about? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Can't hear you. You know, they kind of push that thing out. They don't want that connection with you anymore. So you think about it. So you had Lucifer have that thought. All of a sudden, he did something that was not supposed to be done. And that is, you did not go into any other being's thinking or brain without their permission. They had to give you the right to do it. You know, I'm going to think the wrong thought. So guess what? All rules go out the door. He pushed that thought out into all eternity to every angel there. And every angel had a choice. Either to grab the thought or reject it. The Bible says 1/3 grabbed it and the rest did not. And then we think, well, there was a great battle then. There was fighting and everything like that. I'm telling you something. Where God is, sin cannot be.
That's right.
It repels it out. It pushes it out.
Yes, it does.
It just, boom, you're gone.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. It was quick and fast.
Yep.
Yes. Quick and fast. So when Satan heard, not my will, but thy will be done, he said, yeah, I'm getting you back now. When all those other demons heard that, they said, yeah, we're coming at you now. You just put yourself into our realm. It is partying time for us. Now, evil's partying time is not the same as a person that knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and God's partying time. Everything that you can think that's evil happens in the evil's partying time. Okay? Think about the worst thing that could happen to you physically. It happened to your Lord. Think about it. The worst thing that could happen to you physically happened to your Lord. Whatever that is. I can't imagine. I know what the worst thing would be for me. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I know what the worst thing would be for me. I know what I would not want anybody to do to this flesh. I know. Okay? And the worst thing that could happen to you happened to your Lord. Think about it. So they came at him. And they ripped him apart. And yet he still could get up and make it to that cross. And yet he could still get up and make it to that cross to be sacrificed for your sins.
Yes.
Oh, the love of God. Oh, the love of our Father. And he has given us this. He has given us the ability to be reconciled with God. He went a little bit farther. He's given us the ability not only to be reconciled with God, but to help others to be reconciled with God.
Yes,
we should be jumping and shouting. I don't know what God wants me to do. He wants you to go out there and get people to know that they can be reconciled with God. I don't know what my ministry is. Is it singing? Is it preaching? Is it this or that, go out and get people reconciled to God. I don't know about this God thing, you know. You know, I believe it, but I don't know if anybody else would believe it. Doesn't matter. Go out and get people reconciled to God. He has given you the ministry of reconciliation. That means And I'll come to a close here. That means when you get there, you can look at him. Do you hear what I just said? That means when you get there, you can look at him. You can see him as he is. Because that's what it says. We will see him as he is. And he is beautiful. He is beautiful. What will you do? Everything that song says, I can only imagine, says, and more. Will you say what I said? Maybe. Who cares? You're there. Bottom line. But you want to bring as many as you can with you. Do not enter those gates alone. Do not do that. Praise God. Father, just thank you for this morning. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your strength. Thank you that you've given us that know you as Lord and Savior the ability to be reconciled to you. We are new creatures in you. We're not old anymore. We're the new ones. Lord, thank you that you've given us the ability to act new and not old. And more than anything else, Lord, thank you that you've given us the ability to tell others so that they may be reconciled. So that they can come to know you as Lord and Savior. So that they can see you as you are. In your son's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to have every head bowed. If there's anyone here that has never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, now is the perfect time to do it. He's shared with us what's on his heart this morning. But the thing that I got out of it the most is that he wants you to know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you need to know him because everything else will work out.
That's right.
So if you don't know him as your personal Savior, please raise your hand. We want you to know him this morning. You don't want anyone to leave this building without knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Anyone at all?